this conversation, yes, we're being recorded now. I was at church this last Sunday, and they were talking about, you know, I've been going to church for, you know, years, my whole life, but the past few years, nothing really I've heard has sort of stuck out to me as being particularly meaningful. But this Sunday, for the first time in a long time, I heard something that really stayed with me. And it was about this, the pastor, he thought that he was going to be a screenwriter in LA. And he entered this competition, and everyone around him was like, hey, you know, God's telling me this is like where you are right now is like not your home. You know, like you're, and people thought that he was going to be going to LA. And so everyone is telling him he's going to LA. He's in San Francisco. He's going to go to LA. And finally, like, the results come back and he didn't win the competition. And he was like devastated. Because he was like, we had all believed that I was going to LA. Like, everyone thought that that's what you, God, were telling us. And he ended up being really, like, pissed off about it, you know? Because it's like, his entire life is premised upon the idea that you can interpret and know the will of God. And if that goes away, then it's like, what's the whole point? But then it's like, he played out this imaginary conversation with God. He was like, yeah, you know, like I'm, you know, God saying to him, you know, you really shouldn't be bitter, like, being bitter is not going to lead to anywhere good. And he's like, look, I will stop being bitter once you tell me, like, what is the deal with this whole LA? Like, why did you do that? You know, and he's like, look, he's like, look, your best bet right now, God is saying to him, like, your best bet right now is not to be bitter. And, you know, like, you know, just accept that you lost this one and move on. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, that's intellectually dishonest because, like, there has to be some explanation, right? Either we can't know the will of God, or I got it wrong, and if I got it wrong, I need to know why. And God just never gave him an answer. And his choice was either to continue being bitter, or surrender his will and say, like, you know, okay, I got this one wrong, I may never know why, and then continue, like, with his life and devoting his life to God. And he chose the latter. And as a result, he's impacted thousands of lives. You know? But that really bothers me. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, not that he's impacted thousands of lives, but just that, like, you know, there are some things that are unknowable, and that we don't even know what's unknowable. Like, I was talking with a friend of mine recording one of these the other day, and he was saying how, like, if there is a God, he has a lot to answer for because he's really not a good communicator.
I think people misinterpret, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually the ultimate sort of message of the sermon. It was like, yeah, words are easy to come by, difficult to interpret, or something like that. Where God will send you a message and you'll interpret it differently.
Yeah.
You know? But still, I mean, people interpreting God's will different ways, the Bible being contradictory, you know, it's like, if he's all-powerful, why did he, you know, choose to write the Bible in such a haphazard way? Why is he portrayed so poorly in the Bible, you know? And all these kinds of questions. But that being said, you look at this guy's life, and it's undeniable the impact he's had. So it's like, yeah, okay. On the one hand, yeah, I agree. It is intellectually dishonest. But on the other hand, it's also like, sometimes only by letting go can we move on and actually do something meaningful.